Gardaí investigating the disappearance and murder of County Louth schoolboy Kyron Dernan are searching another house in Drogheda. They're trying to find any evidence which could help them to establish what happened to the boy who was last seen nearly 3 years ago when he was six. Our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
Gardaí have said this house in Drogheda will be the subject of technical and forensic examinations. They say the purpose of the search is to discover any evidence which might provide them with information about the whereabouts of Kyron Dernan, who would now be 8 years old. Investigating Gardaí have said, despite continuing public support and their extensive and ongoing inquiries to date, they have been unable to locate the missing schoolboy, who was last seen alive when he was age six. To date, two people, a man and a woman, have been arrested on suspicion of the schoolboy's murder. Both were released without charge. Three houses have previously been searched, one in Dundalk and two in Drogheda. The last confirmed sighting of Kyron was in May of 2022. He was reported missing at the end of August 2024. Last October, Gardaí launched a murder investigation after they failed to uncover any evidence that led them to believe Kyron was still alive. In a statement this morning, confirming that a fourth search had been launched, Gardaí also warned against the spread of ill-informed public commentary in relation to their investigation, and they renewed their appeal for information.
The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has expressed concern about establishing a separate inquiry on the Omagh bombing. Minister Jim O'Callaghan said his department is cooperating with the inquiry, which is underway in Northern Ireland. Relatives of those killed in the Omagh bombing have said they feared that a UK inquiry would not get the truth of what happened unless the Irish government established a parallel process. Ukraine has confirmed that it and the US have prepared a final version of an agreement on Ukraine's natural resources. The Ukrainian Prime Minister, Denis Shmyhal, said the proposed deal was due to be authorised by the country's government later today. He said the US had supported Ukraine's efforts to obtain security guarantees to build lasting peace. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to meet the US President Donald Trump in Washington on Friday, when it's expected the two leaders will sign the deal. Israel has said that tomorrow it will release 600 Palestinian prisoners it refused to free last weekend. Another set of Palestinian prisoners will also be released as Hamas hands over the bodies of four Israeli hostages. Hamas is said to have agreed not to stage public displays that marked previous handovers. Gardaí are continuing to question a man in connection with the death of a woman on a ferry from Fishguard in Wales. The woman's body was discovered in a bathroom on the ship just after 5 o'clock in the evening. From Rosslare Europort, Jackie Fox reports.
The Stena Nordic passenger ferry was about 25 minutes out of Rosslare yesterday evening when what Gardaí describe as a serious incident took place. A woman's body was discovered in a bathroom on the ship just after 5 o'clock in the evening. Gardaí have spoken to a number of people on board the ship. A man was arrested on board. He is being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Gardaí are conducting more inquiries today. Jackie Fox, RTÉ News in Rosslare.
President Michael D. Higgins has paid tribute to the award-winning Irish novelist Jennifer Johnston, whose death was announced this morning. She was 95. President Higgins said that Johnston, a member of Éisteanna, had throughout her many novels and plays provided a deep and meaningful examination of the nature and limitations of identity, family and personal connections throughout the tumultuous events of 20th century Irish life. The death has also been announced of the journalist and broadcaster Henry Kelly. He was 78. Following a career as a reporter with the Irish Times, Kelly moved to Britain, where he became widely known for co-hosting the ITV variety programme Game for a Laugh and later presenting the quiz programme Going for Gold. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Breezy and generally bright today. There'll be sunshine and scattered rain or hail showers. Some showers will be heavy, especially in the northwest and southwest. Towards evening, showers will merge to longer spells of rain over parts of Ulster and Leinster, with drier weather elsewhere. Highest temperatures will range from 6 to 9 degrees. And there's a warning that northwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times this afternoon on coastal waters from Erishead to Ross-on-Point to Bloody Foreland.